In an increasingly uncertain global political and economic climate, Canada finds itself at a crossroads. The specter of Donald Trump's return to the White House and his recent threats to impose 25% tariffs on Canadian goods has sent shockwaves through businesses, industries, and households across our country. At this critical juncture, Canada cannot afford ambiguity or division in its political leadership. We need a unified, stable, and resolute approach from all levels of government, and we need it now. On Monday, Canada's premiers demonstrated what unity looks like in the face of external threats. Across political lines, they came together to send a strong and collective message: Canada will not back down, and we are prepared to defend our economic interests. This display of solidarity is what Canadians need and expect. However, where our provincial leaders have stepped up, the lack of clarity from the federal government has cast a concerning shadow. At the heart of this uncertainty is the silence from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau regarding his future plans. Rumors and speculation about whether he intends to remain in office or step down are distracting from the urgent task at hand: preparing a strong, clear, and cohesive strategy to counter Trump's economic threats. This indecision does not serve Canadians, Canadian businesses, or our allies well. Quite the opposite, it emboldens adversaries who may perceive Canada as vulnerable or disjointed at a time when we must project strength. The stakes for Canada's economy. The proposed 25% tariffs are not just political rhetoric. They pose a direct and severe threat to Canadian industries, including automotive, agriculture, energy, and manufacturing. These sectors are the backbone of our economy, supporting millions of jobs and driving growth in communities across the country. For businesses already navigating post-pandemic recovery, supply chain disruptions, and inflationary pressures, additional tariffs could be devastating. The economic ties between Canada and the United States are deep and mutually beneficial. Canada remains the largest trading partner for many U.S. states, and millions of American jobs rely on this relationship. Yet, Trump's renewed focus on economic nationalism signals that he is willing to prioritize political optics over economic realities. If Canada does not present a united front in negotiations, we risk losing not only economic opportunities but also the confidence of global investors who rely on Canada's reputation for stability. Leadership. A time for clarity and action. Prime Minister Trudeau's prolonged silence on his leadership intentions is more than a political problem, it is an economic liability. Uncertainty at the top of the federal government undermines Canada's ability to respond quickly and decisively to this emerging crisis. Business leaders, workers, and trade partners alike need reassurance that Canada has a plan, a leader, and a team capable of navigating these treacherous waters. Now is not the time for political gamesmanship. Canadians expect clarity and leadership, and they deserve to know who will be leading this country into one of the most consequential negotiations of our time. If Prime Minister Trudeau plans to remain in office, he must address the nation, outline his strategy, and provide a vision for how Canada will confront these challenges head-on. If he intends to step aside, he must make that decision swiftly so that a new leader can rally the country and set the tone for Canada's engagement with the United States. The unity demonstrated by Canada's premiers should serve as a blueprint for the federal government. Partisan divides must be set aside in favor of a singular goal: protecting Canada's economic interests. Opposition parties also have a role to play here. Rather than using this moment to score political points, they must work collaboratively with the government to strengthen Canada's negotiating position. This is a national issue that demands a national response. Strength at the negotiating table. The United States has always been Canada's closest ally and trading partner, but the relationship has not always been easy. Canadians are no strangers to hard-fought trade negotiations. From the original North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, to the modernized Canada-United States-Mexico Agreement, CUSMA, we have shown time and time again that Canada can defend its interests and emerge stronger. However, success at the negotiating table does not happen by chance. It requires preparation, solidarity, and unwavering leadership. It requires a leader who can stand firm in the face of political pressure, articulate Canada's value as a trade partner, and galvanize support both domestically and internationally. Most importantly, it requires a leader who can restore confidence among Canadians that their livelihoods are being protected. What comes next? Canada is at a moment of reckoning. The challenges we face are real and pressing, but they are not insurmountable. Our provincial leaders have already shown that unity is possible. It is time for our federal leadership to follow suit. Prime Minister Trudeau must break his silence, provide clarity on his leadership, and focus his full attention on preparing Canada for the negotiations to come. All levels of government, and all political parties, must recognize the gravity of this moment. Unity is not just a political ideal, it is a strategic necessity. By working together, we can send a clear message to our neighbors to the south: Canada is strong, stable, and ready to defend its interests. At the end of the day, this is about more than politics. It is about Canadian families, Canadian businesses, and the future of our economy. In times of uncertainty, stable leadership is not a luxury, it is a requirement. Now more than ever, Canada needs leaders who are willing to rise above the noise, rally the nation, and fight for what matters most. The clock is ticking, and the world is watching. Canada must act decisively, and it must act now. Chris Emmanuel is the president and CEO of the Central York Chamber of Commerce, serving both Newmarket and East Gwillimbury businesses. He has a background in both the public and private sectors.